I'm up at 5 o'clock and then I go to the gym. I think, you know, people think trading isn't a physical business because you sit around in a chair all day, but it sort of is. It takes its toll.
Yeah, it does.
You know, I mean, I remember in the pandemic, it was relentless. You know, I'd go to the gym, and then from 7 o'clock, you know, when the news comes out, you got till 7:50 when the auction begins, and then it wouldn't stop until 4:30. Then after 4:30, you've got to go over all the charts, look at the things that you've done, prepare for tomorrow, and then by the time you're finished, it's bedtime.
Yeah, and of course, you know, if you have a torrid day, you know, a real nasty one, it's quite draining, you know, with all the sort of cortisol flowing around your body. You know, you sort of feel like you've done a proper workout really at the end of it.
Yeah. I mean, it used to really affect me. Like I'd struggle to sort of switch off if I had a bad day, but you've got to be able to put work back in the box, then leave it, then come back the next day, because you can't. If you're in a bad mood because of work, it's not really good for your trading, but it's also not really good for your private life.
That was a clip from my recent get-together with trader Michael Taylor. Michael specialises in British stocks, not through any patriotic zeal for his country, rather because he was drawn to an area of the market that is much less talked about. He saw UK stocks as an opportunity to become an authority in a niche. And as it turns out, he's done very well at it. Episode 62 of A Trader's Life.